This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. President Joe Biden announced his administration would waive tariffs for solar energy components coming from four countries under a federal trade investigation. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports Colorado's solar industry is praising the move.
The two-year pause relieved the industry's biggest fears that the investigation could hike those tariffs by 250%. Colorado's U.S. senators are calling for an end to the investigation, with Senator Michael Bennett saying it had already led to one solar project in Pueblo being canceled. Filings with state regulators, however, show that project was already about to be canceled because of supply chain delays and the rising cost of materials. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Gun control is on the agenda in Boulder County tonight. City councils in Boulder, Lafayette, Louisville, and Superior are expected to take action on six ordinances related to firearms. Amtrak's Southwest Chief and California Zephyr are on a daily schedule again following pandemic-related service reductions. But space may still be tight on the two trains that run through Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Nationwide ridership on Amtrak's long-distance routes is back up to 70% of pre-pandemic numbers. But the trains are running with fewer cars because of staffing shortages. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says that means passengers may have to be flexible.
There might not be the roomette, or there might not be the coach seat, or there might not be the bedroom that you're looking for on the day you're traveling.
Maglieri says Amtrak doesn't expect to get back up to full capacity until next year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Denver and Colorado Springs are currently in the low 70s, and it's partly cloudy. And on the Western Slope, Grand Junction and Montrose are in the low 80s.